Hello and welcome to the Tip TV newspaper review on this lovely sunny Monday morning. With me today is Zach Mir and also we have Matt Brown. So how are we going to kick things off, Zach?
Well, I always like the Huffington Post because it's got the biggest writing on the front page, so you can really get to grips and get to terms with what they're talking about. Battle of the hairstyles, battle of the psychiatric conditions. You've got everything.
I don't think it gets scarier though than this. The picture of perhaps two of the most. I don't want to say mental people, but you know, if
and then
the
you've got
fits,
that really that sensible guy who's the
Xi Jinping, yes, exactly. In the middle, who looks like the
he looks like the good guy, really.
But Trump has now said that China, you know, if they help them out with North Korea, then it will be very good for China, and if they don't help them out, it won't be good for anyone. So I think Kim Jong Un, who's a massive ego, remember what he did about that film, is probably watching, thinking, "Oh, really?" Mm-hmm. So I don't think anything good can come from this.
Well, and also I think Trump's probably trying to deflect away from trade deals. This will get the headlines. So there's a meeting this week between the Chinese president and Mr. Trump. But it's probably, if the trade deals don't go through or aren't in Trump's favour, let's talk about North Korea because that will get the headlines.
Foreign policy diversion.
But they are saying that North Korea is the biggest threat to America because they might have a nuclear missile that will be able to hit America by the end of Donald Trump's
term. And that's the worrying thing is how long is his term?
Yeah.
If it's a few months, then I'd be stocking up on baked beans and.
I think the other problem with the North Korea's military capability is that when they actually fire a rocket, I don't think they actually know where it's going to end up. So it could actually end up anywhere. They might be trying to. It's like a Columbus thing. They're aiming for America, it lands in Australia, lands in the Himalayas.
They might be so good at circumnavigates the globe and lands back in North Korea.
That would be the best thing.
That's the ideal
scenario. Goes up and then just comes back and blows up.
But genuinely, a very scary story there.
Yes.
Okay. Second story, which is also a possible war situation from the Guardian. You can see that on the right there. The Gibraltar and it's Gibraltar and the EU and the UK. What's going to happen there? It just looks like a car crash, doesn't it?
Well, Michael Howard over the weekend saber rattling, saying I think it's almost 35 years to the day that obviously we had the Falklands War. This could be another Falklands.
I think that was very strong words, and he has, you know, like you said, it was saber rattling and pretty.
Are the monkeys under threat there?
The monkeys are bloody vicious.
The Spaniards.
Who would they fight for? Who would they fight for?
The allegiance of the monkeys. I mean, this could be the return to the planet of the apes.
But technically, why do we actually need Gibraltar anymore? I mean, I've visited there. It's pretty much Blackpool on a rock with very vicious monkeys. But do we need it for military capacity? Are there lots of UK businesses that are headquartered there? I mean, how important is it genuinely to us? Apart from, obviously, the residents who are part.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's the residents, and there weren't many residents in the Falklands. There are a lot of penguins, but potentially oil. So, you know, that's maybe why 35 years ago we went over there. Gibraltar as well. It's a token thing, and it's going to be interesting how the Spanish use that for their veto. Is it going to be a bargaining chip for the Spaniards? Who knows? I can't see a full breakout of war in Gibraltar. I think it'll be a very sad state of affairs.
Like Trafalgar all over again. Mm. Right, so the FT echoing North Korea story there, and not really much else. It's all about Trump. I mean, that is quite
it's
amazing.
Very hollow eyes. It's very dark in that picture.
No, but they could have just had one Trump story. But
they have dominated with Trump, haven't they? Yes. But it is obviously a Monday, so not much happening over the weekend. So
literally, absolutely.
Trump is the gift that keeps giving for the media.
Okay, all right. Well, that's fine. On to actually the Telegraph, where I don't think there's anything different there either. The Trump story there, and that's been there for I think I've seen that nearly 2 days. So they haven't come up with anything new there on the front page of the Telegraph. And just on the Gibraltar story, it's mixed in with Scotland, which is even worse, isn't it?
Mm. Well, there is talk as well that Spain will not veto Britain's EU withdrawal if Scotland, we have a Skexit, which is a horrible sounding word. It sounds like a skin disease. But Skexit, Scotland exiting the UK, and that will actually help Spain with regards to not vetoing.
I've thought of a compromise on the whole thing. Scotland and Gibraltar join together, and then they go into the EU. So everybody's happy.
Yeah. Wow. Tumbleweed there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an idea.
Yeah, they like that. I think that works. You know,
it's a view, as Nick
happy.
Ferrari says on LBC. Yeah. So, anything else for us? We're
going to. Well, no. Finally, just a bit on. I thought I'd just look at what the Twitter stories there. Not very much there, but I thought it was interesting that you got the girl there who was in poverty. It's I don't know whether she's actually really in poverty or just a model. But the two-child limit to tax credits could push thousands into poverty. So, that's the heaviest story of the day. Really.
And we haven't done the Daily Mail. We have to do the Daily Mail.
Well, it's just about something about dogs or something like that. Oh, yes, exactly, the rampaging bulldogs.
Yeah.
So not really very earth-shattering there. The quality of the Daily Mail, you know, has gone down a little bit in terms of their headlines now, I think, the top story.
Super, Zach, thank you. We'll leave it there. Well, don't forget, for more stories, you can follow us at Official Tip TV. Thanks for watching. Bye for now.